Time now for Swiss Up. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
And Happy New Year to you. First Swiss Up of the year. So, Dario, this is actually quite relevant because it is the first Swiss Up of 2024. We are going to take a look at what's changing this year. So we've got new laws. So we are going to take a look at some of the new laws and rules in the country that come into force on the 1st of January in no particular order, but starting with, Dario, electronic mobility. Let's take a look at that.
Yes, exactly. If you haven't bought your EV yet, I'm sorry to say they are now more expensive than they used to be, because since the beginning of this year, electronic cars are subject to a 4% vehicle tax like all other cars. Previously, and since 1997, electrically powered vehicles were exempt of that tax to promote more sustainable mobility, but it was now decided that e-vehicles are now sufficiently mainstream that such a tax break was no longer necessary to promote their use. In the four-year period from 2018 to 2022, for example, the number of electric cars imported each year rose from around 8,000 to over 45,000. No longer are they exempt of the vehicle tax.
I think some people might argue that's a little premature, but we'll have to wait and see.
Exactly.
But it's not just electric vehicles that are now more costly. In general, consumption in Switzerland is more expensive since the beginning of the year. And maybe you've already noticed this. We're talking, of course, about VAT.
Exactly. There has been an increase in the value-added tax on goods and services from 7.7% to 8.1%. The reduced rate for food rose from 2.5% to 2.6%. And since we're talking about price increases, another thing that is pricier since the beginning of the year are the sending of letters and parcels by mail. A mail letters now cost 1 franc and 20 cents, 10 cents up from last year. Parcels are now 1 franc and 50 cents more expensive than last year.
I have to say, Dario, this actually is news to me. Like 15 seconds ago, I wasn't aware of that, really.
It is true.
Yeah. No, I
and only a few years back, for years and years, my almost entire life, I remember it was like 1 franc.
It was a franc,
for a priority stamp. Maybe only a couple of years ago or so, they increased it by 10 cents, and now it's 10 cents up again.
Right.
So, yes, it is a trend.
No, that is definitely a trend. So an A letter now costs 1 franc 20. And like I say, I mean, until you just told me that, I did not know about that.
Well, I'm happy you also learned something in those Swiss Up episodes.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm surprised I missed that. Right. Also, good news, mind you. Now, we've gone through things that are getting more expensive, but some things may actually become a bit cheaper.
Yes, certain industrial products can be imported into Switzerland duty-free since January 1st. Clothes, e-bikes, and household appliances are therefore likely to become slightly cheaper, although there again, some of that price reduction because of the duty-free import is also then eaten up again by the increase in value-added tax.
Yes.
So don't expect massive price decreases. An industry specialist of the textile industry assumes that it's probably going to be a little less than 5% price reduction, for example, on clothes.
Okay, all right. In other good news, though, some health care costs are now covered by basic health insurance, which weren't before.
Yes, compulsory health insurance now covers the costs of the precautionary removal of breasts and ovaries for people with a hereditary risk.
Right.
So people who carry certain specific genes that predisposes them to certain illnesses won't have to pay for such interventions out of their own pocket, which is a good news.
That's good news, certainly. Other changes will impact not necessarily individuals, but big corporations. For example, it's called the Netflix law. Now, that came into force on January the 1st, but we're not just talking... Term that we're not just talking about Netflix exactly, are we?
Yes, it's not just Netflix that is impacted by this law. Starting this year, online, any online and television services in Switzerland must invest 4% of their turnover in Swiss filmmaking and adhere to a quota of at least 30% of European films in their catalog. So this, of course, does impact Netflix, but also Disney Plus and Amazon and all other providers of such film catalogs. Swiss citizens approved that law in a popular vote back in 2022, and it is estimated that it will inject an additional 18 million Swiss francs a year into the Swiss audiovisual industry, specifically in the production of movies and series. So we can all expect to see more Swiss movies and series to be produced.
I'm hoping it will lead to Mad Heidi 2.
Exactly. Things like that could happen.
Yes. Also, another thing that's changed is the rate at which big corporations are taxed as well.
Yes, large internationally active companies will be taxed at the rate of at least 15% in Switzerland from this year on. The government is thus implementing the minimum tax rate for such companies agreed upon by the OECD and the G20 countries. This increased tax rate could mean an additional 1 to 2.5 billion Swiss francs in tax revenue for the country.
Okay. Now, actually, Darryl, we should point out that what you've listed there is really actually just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we're talking about, since the beginning of the year, a whole load of rules, regulations have changed as well. So let's just have a quick snapshot of some of the others.
Exactly, yes. For example, the citizens of Kosovo now don't need a visa anymore to visit Switzerland. They still need one if they want to work, but they can visit Switzerland without a visa for 90 days. Anonymous calls with bomb threats can be tracked more easily now by the Swiss Secret Service. Large companies in Switzerland must now publish a mandatory climate report, and people residing in the country or Swiss citizens can now acquire an internet domain name ending in .swiss, so not just .ch, the one that we're used to, but now you can get your website .swiss.
Okay.
If you wish so, if you're resident in Switzerland or Swiss citizen.
Okay.
This is just to name a few more.
Just name. Also, I'm very pleased that I've bought, I don't know what you've done, but I've bought an e-vignette now. So I've got rid of the sticker on my car. And I'm very pleased about that.
I'm not a proud car owner, so I wouldn't know. Is that a new thing this year?
Yeah, that's a new thing. The e-vignette. Yes, you go online, you put your registration plate in, you pay your 40 francs, and then you're registered, and you don't need to show a sticker anymore. And, and I've done that as well. So that's good news as well for 2024. So, Dario, there we go. Many thanks for that. If you want to hear other episodes in Swiss Up, you can go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.